First quarter sales, including single-family homes, condominiums, and vacant land, is higher than it has been since the first quarter of 2007. With 2007 as the overall fourth best year for Park City real estate, realtors are optimistic about the coming year. Chair of the Board of Realtors Statistic Committee, Carol Eagle, says they're seeing increased demand, a slightly decreased inventory, and about a 2% overall increase in median prices.
Which means a very stable market. We're not seeing a corresponding uptick in price as inventory gets absorbed. Very surprising. Now, that's not true in a lot of different market segments. Marcy and I found that one of the most amazing things we noticed was that in the Old Town area, which goes all the way to the base of Park City Mountain Resort, we had in the last 12 months 171 condo sales with zero change in price, average or median price, and during the very same 12 months in the very same geographic area, we had a house sale every 5 days with an uptick average price up 53%. So what do you say? Do you say the Old Town market's hot or stable? So you have to know if you're talking about condos or houses. That's just one example of our segmented market.
159 single-family homes sold in the first quarter. That's down from 10 a year ago. Many of the sales were in the Snyderville Basin. Here in town, most of the sales were in Park Meadows. The Jordan Hill area sales jumped 75% from a year ago. Eagle and Board President Marcy Davis attribute that to the fact that you can buy new, well-designed homes for much less there.
They can buy new there for about $400,000.
Yes, much more affordable than it is to be in Park City proper.
And the sellers there report that their target market right now has been second home buyers. They said a surprising number of them are Parkites who are selling a larger or older home, want something smaller, newer, and more manageable, and no longer have kids in the school system because, of course, the Jordan Hill area is in Wasatch County.
Vacant land sales are also up. The largest number of lots sold were within the Snyderville Basin, with 42 parcels changing hands. Promontory was very active with 15 sales. Davis says the development was offering some incentive to buy.
Promontory did have some wonderful deals with regard to buying land and getting a free membership. So I think that certainly made a big difference. When the memberships are $150,000, they did sell a lot of land that the prices were in the $200,000 range and the membership was included.
And then, as Marcy says, with land at that price, the average home selling in Promontory, and there were 37 sales in the last 12 months, or three a month, is now $1.8 million. So a lot of people are looking at what's there and thinking, wow, I could still buy a lot there at an affordable price, and I could build the very home I wanted. I've always wanted to build a home. And so we're seeing, going into Promontory, we're seeing a lot of people from the hot states, say Louisiana and Texas, who are doing very well in the oil economy. And they have 100 days a summer at over 100 degrees, and Promontory looks really, really nice to them.
Eagle adds that a similar situation is happening in the Colony with 19 lot sales there in the first quarter, but she says that won't last forever.
There are 23 homes for sale in the Colony, and the sales have clustered under the $5 million mark there, and a lot of people are saying, gosh, I'm not seeing what I want. It would be very exciting to build a home. There's still land for sale. When that land is gone in either Promontory or in the Colony or any other place, then people are going to look much harder at the existing homes.
They offered this forecast for the rest of the year.
We hope that the sales will continue to rise and the market will stay strong. But as I usually say, my crystal ball is broken, so one never knows what will happen.
We'll continue to see steady absorption. The question remains which market segments will see some price increasing, because right now we are not back to 2007 prices. We are not there. And once in a while at a cocktail party or something, somebody say, oh, you must be happy. The market's just booming. You're way past the recession, and you kind of want to go, that's not how it feels to a lot of sellers. It still takes time and effort to have your property sell.
That's Carol Eagle and Marcy Davis with the Park City Board of Realtors. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.